Shalom and good morning. Here we are, and we continue to go through the Word of God, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, book by book, and we allow the Word of God to go through us so that it can transform us to stand in and walk in the ways of truth. The book of Galatians is a book that is confronting backsliding. This letter was written to confront going back, drifting from the main way. Jesus is called the way. Believing in Jesus is called the way of life, the way of faith. And so we discover there are two main ways. One of the way is called the way of the faith. The other way is called the way of the works of the law. It's the work of flesh. Bible says that there's a way that seems right for a man, but the end thereof is death. So this path many times goes parallel to the true way. And there are some agitators and some enemies of the way that continues to draw people from the right path so that people would drift to the wrong pathways or bypasses, small ones. These enemies removes you from the highway and you are taken to what we call the byways. And we have already discovered that number one, it's what we call the activities of the abuser, the activities of the enemy, or the abuses of the enemy. And the abuses of the enemy is twofold here. Number one is when they introduce a false, fake gospel about the fake Jesus, fake gospel and fake spirit. And number two, when they also now when they speak ill, they discredit the pastor or the local church pastor or the father of a family so that the children will no longer believe in their father. But also number two is we discovered the activities of the shepherd or the activities of the pastors or the activities, the wrong activities of the fathers. They are also actually called the abuses of the father. You discover like chapter 2 where we already completed, we discover that some apostles like Peter, they started acting weird. Because of the fear of the Jews, they started drifting or moving from associating with the Gentiles that they were associating before. And their action drew people from the right path. So we discovered that the second major activity is the activity of, or the wrong activities of the father. But then we also discovered that number three, here we come and look at the activities of the abuser again. Those agitators. And this is what we call controlling the mind, manipulating the mind. Paul calls it to bewitch. Let's understand a few things about this bewitching. Because bewitching is a stronghold. It makes people to backslide. It makes people to go back. It makes people to move from the right path to the wrong path. What is bewitching? And even we will keep on looking at how bad this bewitching is. So to bewitch means to control the mind. It means to manipulate the mind of a follower. So Paul is asking about six questions to help them understand the impact of bewitching. And he asked, "You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you?" Now that was Galatians chapter 3 and verses 1. We want to do up to verses 10. So Paul starts by asking, who has bewitched you? So he wanted the members or the community to start reflect, to critically reflect the activities of the abuser, of the agitators, of the false teachers called bewitching. This, who is it that has a, that has bewitched you? Let's think about those who have bewitched us. To bewitch means is to control in the mind. Then he says, before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. That one is clear, that Jesus was crucified as crucified before your very eyes. I would like to ask just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh? Have you experienced so much in vain, if it really was in vain? So I ask again, does God give you His Spirit and works miracle among you by the works of the law or by believing what you heard? So also Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. So he goes to ask a number of rhetorical questions. But the question that he's asking is to help them recover or understand that they are wrong, that they are backsliding, that they are moving from the works of faith or by believing to the works of the law, the works of flesh. And he says, Christ was portrayed to you as crucified before your very presence. How come you went through a lot of pain when you believed? You started with the Spirit. Are you finishing with the flesh? This is one of the things that the backsliding would do. Backsliding means you're starting with the flesh. By faith, you move to the flesh. But Paul is calling them foolish. The name foolish means acting out of little information. You see, a fool is not somebody who does not know. A fool, basically, is somebody who take a major action out of little data, little witnesses, little information. So when you do not have enough information, and you go ahead and take a major action, you are a fool. When a judge would make a decision, major decision, maybe for example, decide to, you know, to kill a person or to condemn a person by law, and that judge does not have enough data, enough testimony, enough witnesses of what this person have done, now that judge is a fool. So a fool is not somebody who does not have information. It's somebody who act with little information. So Paul is saying, you foolish Galatians, you are acting with little information. You are going back again. And then he says, your father Abraham believed God, and to him, it was credited to him as righteousness. So they believed, they were talking about Father Abraham was, you know, about the way he was circumcised. But Paul is saying that Abraham believed God, and that was put to credit to him as righteousness. Understand then that those who have faith are children of Abraham. Scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. These people were rejecting Gentiles from being believers. They were saying, for a Gentile to be a believer, they must be circumcised like the Jew. But here, Paul is saying, Abraham foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith. And God announced through Abraham. Can you imagine? It was Abraham who was saying, even wrong before he began, the journey, after he began the journey, God spoke to Abraham and said, "For all nations will be blessed through you." In other words, Gentiles are the nations. So God is talking about Gentiles. And so Paul is saying, why are you telling the Gentiles to be circumcised like Abraham? Abraham did not start by being circumcised. He began by believing God. Circumcision came when he was 100 years or 99 years. But all along, from 75 years, Abraham followed God and believed God. He was not circumcised. And so why are you saying that Gentiles need to be circumcised? It was this kind of bewitching, trying to control the mind so that they take the Gentiles to become like the Jew. But they are supposed not to become like the Jew. They are supposed to be believers, not Jews. So they said, Abraham saw this, and God had already said through Abraham that all nations shall be blessed through Abraham. So those who rely on faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. For all who rely on the works of the law are under curse. As it is written, cursed is anyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of law. Clearly, no one who relies on the law is justified before God, because the righteous will live by faith. So Paul finishes here in this session by saying, if we go on trusting on the law, we are cursed. We are cut off. The name curse means cut off from the source. So when somebody says that you are cursed, is you are cut off. Jesus was separated from God. You remember when he says, why have you forsaken me? That forsaking is the curse, because he was cut off from the source. God, when Jesus carried our sin, he was cut off on our behalf. He was cursed, but he was cursed when he was put on a cross on the tree. And then Paul is saying that if you want to live by the law, make sure that you live by the law from the first to the last. But you cannot be able to justify or to live by the law, because once you try to fulfill one law, you break another law. And so he says, if you cannot live by the law, you cannot be justified by the law. Why? The righteous one of God will live by faith. If you are unrighteous, we'll live by faith. And so let's make sure that we are not controlled in our thinking. Father, we want to give our minds to you. We refuse any form of control of our mind. We refuse bewitching in the name of the Lord. And we pray that our minds will continue to go fixed on the things above, where Jesus is seated, in Jesus' name.